Folks, we're back here with Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm talking to Greg Pound. He's a Floridian that you guys ought to be paying attention to. In fact, you need to pray for Greg Pound. You need to pray for the king whose heart is in the Lord's hands, folks. And this is normally you don't hear this much passion coming out of my voice when I'm talking about an issue. But one thing I've told you on this show is that I despise cowards. If you're going to display cowardice, you're going to tick me off. That's just, you want to push my button, do the coward thing. You know, in the scripture, Jesus said, as you do unto the least of these, you do unto me. And he's the same guy who mentioned in the Old Testament, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. So I have to be careful to not take vengeance on those who are misbehaving, because ultimately they're going to pay a very dear price. I'm talking to Greg Pound today at the top of the hour on the Eagle 104.3 FM. And he's telling us a story about just a horrific thing that's happened in his family. And we're going to hear some updates about what he's been trying to do now that his family's been torn apart by the misdeeds of a few people that happen to be working for the government. And Greg, you were saying just before we came up with the top of the hour again, you and I were talking on the break. And you were mentioning, I think what I did is I told Greg Pound that I had some experience with a case in a federal court where we were suing the United States because people were misbehaving and they were violating the law. It happened to be at my hurt. And normally in a situation, somebody slaps me on one cheek, I can turn the other. But when it's the government doing it, I have this duty to just take on the situation and hold them accountable because of great divine intervention. We did hold the federal government accountable in the case. But one thing I said was, if it was just about me and I just wanted to be comfortable, you know, I'd just head for the hills. I mean, hey, Bureau of Land Management, you can go out there and stake a claim on a gold mine someplace and live happily ever after. But we don't have that option, do we, Greg?
Well, no, we don't, David, but I'll tell you, that's the way I lived my life before this accident happened. I mean, I believed everything the government did was right, and I that's just the way I was. I was brought up that way, but we have to realize that we're the government. We have to realize that, like it says, the love of power corrupts the power of love. And so what happens is our civil servants now have become, I believe they've become terrorists. They're terrorizing the people. And it's to the degree where, you know, when it says in Psalms 94:16, it says, this is what the Lord asks. He says, who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So what happens is now we have this, our government has taken this, our whole system was built upon biblical principles. Our Constitution was built on what was called the common law, which was the Ten Commandments. When it had, thou shalt not steal, that's where you have property rights. Thou shalt not commit adultery, that's the sanctity of marriage. Thou shalt not kill, that's the sanctity of life. And then what happens is, and then the law broke off, and you go into Blackstone's commentaries, and it shows how all these things apply to our rights to own property, our rights to our family, our rights to be left alone, and it goes on and on, our right to be accused. You got to have more than just one person accusing you. You have a right to be confronted by your accusers. So what we're doing is we have a nation now. And that's what I believe the majority, Dave, is the problem with the church. The church now is doing their own thing, and they're all standing back and thinking everything's okay. We go to church, and they come home and watch the TV, and then they go back to work for their 40 hours, and they get their money, while this whole country is going down. We have lost our love, our first love, and I don't know what we're going to have to go through in order to get it back, but in the situation that I'm in, I've been separated now from my kids for 5 years, my wife for 3 years. My wife was found this past month, and now she's actually under the state, and they got our youngest son, and so, I can't see my own wife. We haven't even done anything. They've got us separated.
So what happened is, was your wife, did she become pregnant?
Yeah, she got pregnant. What happens was they had the four kids, and probably 3 years into this court battle and stuff, she conceived. And so what happened is that then the state came in and wanted to take this baby. They filed they're filing false police reports. They came out, filed another false police report, if I had time and I could get the report and read it to you, you'd just laugh to hear this unbelievable stuff that they wrote up.
And I probably wouldn't laugh because this is such a tragedy. It's horrific.
Well, it's so insane. The people would, I mean, you'd have to hear it to almost believe that this would all even be filed in the police report, and this would be used as probable cause in order to substantiate a court order to pick up our youngest, we named him Moses because we had to hide him from the state.
So that's essentially what you did, is your wife fled Florida.
Florida.
To find a land of freedom someplace.
Right.
That is absolutely insane.
Right.
And
years.
It's not insane that she did it.
Then we have to do it.
You have to. It's natural law. It's called, I mean, no, you've got God's revealed law. I mean, there's things in the Bible that and people say, aha, you're Christian extremists violating the law. No, guys, God has government supposed to be ministers of God for our good. When they become ministers of Satan, they are not the government. They are simply completely satanic. And you say, oh, that's extreme. No, it's true. Okay, connect the dots. I just, when you mentioned something, I'm going to go to something I just popped up here in Proverbs. It says, when the righteous are in authority, isn't that something, authority? The people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. And Greg Pound and his family have been groaning. And I just, man, my heart goes out to you. I tell you, I wish I could alleviate some of the grief that you've experienced. So your wife now and you are separated because of a very deliberate, basically you were trying to save your youngest child from this.
Exactly. And so, and what they've done, our children under the care of the state have been to the doctors over 100 times. And we've documented this. There's Medicaid fraud. None of our kids had any cavities. My son at 4 years old under the care of the state for 1 year had 6 cavities where they had to go in and give him root canals. They give our kids candy, sugar. Kids never had sugar. All they feed them is sugar and this junk food, and our kids have been so sick. And, I mean, we literally cried and begged, and we documented it. We tried to get attention. We tried to get people to help us. We've just been, and it's almost like our country is so dead. It's like, where is the church? Where is the body of Christ? I mean, I've gone to literally over 100 churches in Pinellas County, Florida, the Baptist churches, Southern Baptist churches. I've gone to all of them. I've asked them. I said, please, we need your help. All we want is the truth. We just need to get the truth out here. And all these people, it's almost like the church is now disconnected from what's going on in society, and it's not become that light. It hasn't become that salt, that protection of righteousness and justice and truth. And when you look at Psalms 33, verse 5, it says, the Lord God loves righteousness, and he loves judgment. And these are things that he loves. And so that's what I've been standing on. And now after 5 years of this, as we go on in this interview, I mean, where we're at today, it's just literally amazing to think. I mean, but since then, I've ran for sheriff against the sheriff in Pinellas County, who's been, there's some things, some miracles that have literally happened, like the one attorney who stole all our money from us, who was a family attorney. She got shot in the head. Her name was Stacy Plummer.
And we don't want to, obviously, we don't want to glorify that at all. It's a tragedy. Oh. But there is a point where you realize, you know, you're not screaming for divine protection when you're running amok with your behavior.
Right. Well, when it says in Psalm 78:49, it says, he casted upon them the furiousness of his anger, wrath, and indignation by sending evil angels among them. He sends evil spirits among those who do evil.
Now, I want to qualify that too, folks. I would say also, we got to remind ourselves that by his kindness, he leads us to repentance. So there is, the ways of the Lord are, I think, are appropriately taken. Step back with awe and watch what happens. I will say in our case, when we went to and filed suit against a federal court, what was amazing is how there was divine intervention that was clearly thwarting the plans of the enemy.
Exactly.
And it was just amazing what would fall into our hands before we knew we needed it.
Right.
And when an attorney general office, attorney general assistant, would go argue a lie to the court, it just so happened right before we walked in the courtroom, exactly what we needed to counter it fell into our lap. And we didn't know it was coming. We didn't know they were going to blindside us, but that little golden nugget that we needed to get through always showed up at the right time. So it's just one of those things. So there's sometimes that God, by his mercy, will lead us into repentance. And also sometimes he'll just withhold his hand and allow catastrophe to come our way. So,
well, you know, Dave, when it comes to children and you mess with...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you're messing... I mean, there's on what you just... The statement you just made in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, it says you can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. So anything they do against you or against me is going to bring out nothing but the truth. If they lie, the truth is going to prevail. I mean, there's nothing they can do against the truth, but only for the truth. Even if they do evil, that will make the truth stand out. So what I've been standing on is this principle that righteousness will prevail, the truth will prevail, justice will prevail, and that's what's been going on. It's been a five-year wait. It's been, I mean, I've got four teeth out of my mouth because of grinding my teeth at night. I mean, it's been everything that I can through the Holy Spirit to keep my flesh under control. Because what happens is people tell me, oh, I would have took up arms and all this other stuff. I said, well, you would have been dead or in prison and you would never see your wife or kids.
That's right.
This battle that I'm in is going to prevail, and justice is going to be meted out, and the truth is going to prevail, and Christ's kingdom is going to be glorified through it. It's now, I've been on program after program after program. You'll be the third program I'm on today on national radio stations around this country calling me, wanting me to explain what's going on, because our families are under attack. The strength of any people or any nation is the family. And when they come in and start touching your children and start messing with your kids, and you have no parental rights, no right to a trial by jury where they can just come in and take your kids on false allegations, and the very person who files the false allegations is arrested for doing that, and yet at the same time you still can't get your children back, but it still keeps going.
That's right. It's
so that's what I'm saying. Even by the fact of Megan Gallagher being arrested is a testimony. When I heard that girl, I mean, we were crying on the phone asking her, when are we going to see our kids? And she was laughing so hard on the telephone. She was just laughing at us. It was like a devilish laugh. And I was sitting here crying and just asking her, when are we going to see our kids? And me and my wife sitting there, and I remember laying on the floor in the living room and just kept crying out. And then the next week, I read in the front in the paper, here's Megan Gallagher arrested for falsifying all these all these cases for DCF. And so when the Lord showed me that, he showed me, I mean, I just had to break out in rejoicing. Because it says in Psalms 99, verse 1, it says, the Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He setteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved.
Wow. Hey, folks, we're going to tell you what you're listening to. This is the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, the biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. This is it's a horrific, exciting time that we're facing here, folks. We're talking to Greg Pound, whose children have been snatched from his bosom because of their righteous acts, because there was a family that was righteous. They've come under attack. So we know that there's an adversary that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And so that's what's happened in the Pound family. And we're going to be taking a break here shortly. And we're going to come back and find out what's been happening recently with Greg Pound and his fight to make things right. And what amazes me is the type of hurts that this man and his wife and his children have suffered. And yet I want you to take note of this Christian extremist, that he very deliberately, in spite of the hurt that is just beyond anything I can imagine, in spite of that hurt, is very deliberately trying to be a man under control and to a man who's meek in spite of the passions that are elicited because of this horrific wrong that's going against him and that drives down to the very core of our sense of civic duty, our sense of justice, our sense of right and wrong. And folks, you know that when the wicked rule, the people groan. And I will tell you that when people are doing something wrong, the righteous are supposed to contend with them. And so, yes, you're going to hear some religious type words here, because I think we got to hold to religion, which is to make sure we do fulfill the duty of our Creator and all those manners of discharging it. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and listen to Greg Pound. Hopefully, this will inspire each of us to do those things which are right to save our nation. We'll return.